Harriet, as the first day competing at the International, at the Horse of the Year show, been pretty good. And then you nailed it. Last to go, thank you very much. I'll win that one.
I'm a bit speechless, really. The A Touch Imperious was third in the class this morning, the two phase, and then Knight of Glory was third in the speed class, and then Galway Bay Jazz just won this class, so I can't believe it, really.
Okay, so talk me through, because you had to pick your own line.
Yeah.
So what was going through your mind as the others are all doing their thing, so why did you come up with yours?
To be honest, I was completely confused by the time I went into the ring. I tried to be as fast as I could in the first round because I'm not that good at a take your own line, and I thought I'd just try and pick off everyone else, but actually it was quite confusing. And then my start course was the double to three strides, and then the course that I did, and I saw that Louise Saywell did the same course as Robert Whittaker and was 2 seconds off his time, and she's fast. So then I just thought, and he did a separate course, so I wasn't going to change to his. I was going to stick to my plan and just go for it, and if it worked, it worked, and if it didn't, it didn't, and it worked somehow. By point one or something.
It doesn't matter, you won, and that's the important thing. But to come here and win as a British show jumper, yeah. What does it mean at the Horse of the Year show?
It's surreal, to be honest. I've watched the Horse of the Year show since I was tiny. I've competed here very unsuccessfully on ponies, and then this is the first time doing the international here, and it's like I am speechless.
And as you say, you've had a pretty good year as well.
Yeah.
So things are on a roll, aren't they?
Yeah, national champion, and they've both jumped really well at the county shows, and it's been nice to support them this summer. A bit of a difference. They were jumping on 5-star last year, so just regrouping this year, but they both feel amazing, and yeah, I'm really happy with them both. He was unbelievable at Liverpool, and he was second in the Grand Prix there, and I think he was won the ranking the first day. So, and he just shows as soon as he's hit the indoor here, he's won, he's on fire. I'll definitely save him till Sunday now. There's no point jumping him again.
So I'm presuming that's for the Grand Prix, and you're thinking, right, you're going to take some beating. Would that be your feeling?
Well, I just think the plan with him is for him to jump good classes and jump well, and with today, I feel like it was a bit cruel jumping him 3 days in a row with the way he jumped today, so I think I'll drop him from tomorrow and do a nice bit of flat work with him and then go for the Grand Prix on Sunday.
How do you assess your year as a whole? Does it feel like a breakthrough? What does it feel for you?
It started off slow for me. I mean, Liverpool was amazing, but then I didn't have the best spring on either of the horses. Took a while getting back into the summer shows with them, and then it's finished on an absolute high, and to win a class like this is in the start of the weekend. I can't wait for what the rest can bring.
Well, you had a pretty good day today.
Yeah.
Kick on, enjoy the rest of the championships.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Thank you.